Hello, I'm Max.
And I'm Zachary.
And this is God Talk, presented to you by the Liberty Bell Classroom. God Talk is a fun way to figure out what other people think of as their omnipotent entity. Listen at any time you want, at home or on the road. Today's episode is sponsored by
Elijah, CEO of Aeropong.
On this episode, season one, we will be talking about,
drum roll please,
their interpretation of God. The idea of God dates back to 14,000 BCE with the Mesopotamian deities.
Now we will share our interpretations of God with you.
One omnipotent and omniscient entity that embodies everything. The one, the only,
Hashem!
Bum, bum, bum.
Talk, debate, and interview.
On today's podcast, we will be asking each other about how we think of God.
Each other is Arthur and Amina. If there is a God, how do you picture God?
If there is a God, I would picture God as the creator because God created everything such as human, plants, and animals.
Really? You would?
Okay, yes.
Cool. What is a miracle? Do you believe in miracles?
I think that miracles are real and God makes something amazing when God makes something amazing happen. Like, for example, if, like, you really don't want, like, let's say you're doing something and it's going to get canceled, but by some miracle, it doesn't get canceled.
Cool. Do you believe God punishes the sinners and rewards the righteous?
When you do something good, you get rewarded, and I think that God did that. And when you do something bad, you get punished. So now I'll be asking you some questions.
Okay.
Now I'll be asking you some questions about how you picture God. Do you talk to God yourself?
When I am in times of, like, extreme emotion, like when I'm super happy, I'll tell God, like, I'll pray that, like, thank you, God, praise you for doing all these great things that have happened to me, and blah, blah, blah. But if, like, if I'm really sad, I talk to him and, like, ask him to, like, help me. And if I'm angry, then I tell him, like, God, please, like, forgive me for I have sinned, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. What are some of your doubts about God?
Well, I feel like sometimes I can doubt God sometimes. Like, if something happens and I do something good, if I do something bad, God will do something bad to me, but then if I do something good, God won't do anything good to me. So I feel like that makes me kind of feel that God only punishes you if you are evil, but does not, like, reward you if you are good. Sometimes that's how I feel when that happens.
Is there anything that makes you angry about God?
Sometimes, some things that make me angry about him is, like, if something happens and then I pray to God, like, every night, like, when my buggy died, I prayed to him every night to, like, for certain things, and then he, like, he would block caller or, like, not respond to an important email, kind of like that, and that gets me angry.
Our next interview will be from Nadia and Adam.
Is there a God? How do you picture God?
My answer to that question is I don't believe in God. I think God is a figure of our imagination that we have because we need something to believe in. What's your opinion on that?
I agree that God is a figure of our imagination, but I think some parts about him can be real.
What are some of your doubts about God? I doubt that God really loves us. Even if God was really real, then he wouldn't like us. What's your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think some parts about God are real. I doubt a lot of the stories are real. I doubt that God created the earth. I doubt that God split a sea open. But some parts about God I might believe.
Okay, is there anything that makes you angry about God? I'm angry about God because I put in so much time into believing in this thing my whole life that I was taught to believe in. I don't really believe in it. So I'm mad at God for taking up my time on something that's probably not even real that we can't prove. What about you?
I guess, I mean, sometimes, like, they say that this thing is, like, an awesome being or thing that, is, like,
don't care about the screen.
Almost perfect. But, like, he's done so much wrong, and humans just seem to forget that. It's kind of, that makes me angry.
Uh-huh. And the last question we have is, what is a miracle? Do you believe in miracles?
I don't. I think they're just coincidence. I mean, we can't even prove most things that happen. I mean, you put a guy in a den with a bunch of lions overnight, and none of them eat him?
Yep. Pretty much.
Do you believe in miracles?
I believe that miracles can happen. I don't believe magical miracles can happen. I believe coincidences, miracles can happen.
Thank you for listening to God Talk, Conversations About God, created by the 5th grade Liberty Bells. Theme song written by Anna and Aviva, sung by Aviva. Transition music created by Nathan. Introduction written by Avi and read by Max. All interviews, art, and music were created by students themselves. We hope you'll tune in for our next episode.
Okay, so that is all for today's podcast. I hope to see you later. Bye!